This is Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. Cross Hope is broadcast daily and shares 5 minutes of hope and encouragement from the Word of God. Our companion website is www.crosshope.org. Now, with today's uplifting message, here's Randy.
What are you tempted with? And I know people always think of some scandalous things and some terrible things, but you never hear people talk about this. I'm tempted to hate my brother. I'm tempted to hate my sister. I'm tempted to resent people in my family. I'm tempted to this. And we tend to forget and gloss over the real temptations in most people's lives are not the dramatic ones that we think of, even though they can be. They're usually having to do with another person. Most of the problems in your life has a name on it, doesn't it? You know what I mean by that? Most of the problems in your life has a name on it, and just so you and I don't get too proud, you may be the name that somebody else mentions. Really, I may be the name that somebody else mentions. The prayer of surrender is centered in verse 42. Father, if you are willing, take this cup from me, yet not my will, but yours be done. Jesus didn't say that because it sounded good. He didn't say it because it would make a great sound bite, you know, for the press. You know why he said it? He meant it. He meant it. Father, if it's possible, let this cup, what's the cup? The cross he was about to face. It was his lot that he was going to deal with, to being executed on a cross for the sins of the world. He said, if this can pass from me, but nevertheless, your will be done, not mine. I don't know if any of you remember the old story in the Old Testament of the three men with the funny names, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, thrown into a fiery furnace by King Nebuchadnezzar because of their loyalty to Jehovah God. And they refused to bend the knee to any other god. And I love, and most people don't even know this part of the story, I love what they tell King Nebuchadnezzar. King, we believe that our God will deliver us from this fiery furnace. And God did. But here's what most people forget. Here's what it says. But even if he doesn't, we'll still believe in him. Even if God doesn't deliver us, we'll still believe in him. I think the King James uses the phrase, but if not, we'll still believe in him. Sometimes the but if not comes to pass in your life with the death of a loved one. Some of you have been through it in the last year or two. Sometimes the but if not comes to pass in a son or daughter's life. It comes to pass in a lot of things with personal illness and personal challenges, but we have to be willing, as crazy as it may sound to some people, for the but if not to happen, the but if not to take place in life. You and I have got to come to the place when we realize who we're kneeling in front of when we pray. You're not praying to a guru. You're praying to the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. You're not praying to a master, a great thinker, a great mind. You're praying to the Lord of creation, his Son, Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God. It makes all the difference in the world.
Well, all this week, a message given at Lebanon Presbyterian Church in Lebanon, Ohio, from the Gospel of Luke, the 22nd chapter, about the prayer of surrender of Jesus before he was crucified on the cross. Our website is crosshope.org. That's one word, crosshope.org. I hope you'll look at our website and listen Thursday and Friday to the conclusion of this message on Luke 22. God bless.
Been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information about this ministry or to re-listen to any message heard on this broadcast, go to our website at crosshope.org. Be sure to join us at this same time each weekday or listen at www.crosshope.org. Cross Hope is listener-supported and is produced by Cross Hope Ministries, Incorporated.